We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Brian Stanley is set to be removed from his role as chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, following his resignation from Sinn Féin at the weekend. It's expected that Sinn Féin will today move to replace Mr. Stanley in the high-profile position. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Brian Stanley departed Sinn Féin, saying he had been subjected to a flawed inquiry process that resembled a kangaroo court. This was strongly rejected by party leader Mary Lou MacDonald, who insisted his rights were protected throughout the process, adding that he had a barrister and a solicitor present at a disciplinary panel hearing. It stemmed from a complaint made against Mr. Stanley last July by a long-standing party member. There followed a counter-allegation, and the internal party process has now been suspended, with the matter passed to the Gardaí. However, Public Accounts Committee member James O'Connor has called on Sinn Féin to explain why it did not pass the complaint to Gardaí last July.
The Thánaiste Micheál Martin is attending a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg, which will be dominated by the escalating crisis in the Middle East and Russia's war against Ukraine. Ministers are expected to discuss Israel's attack on UNIFIL peacekeepers in Lebanon, with Mr. Martin calling for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon. From Luxembourg, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Ahead of the meeting, Micheál Martin described the ongoing targeting of UNIFIL positions in South Lebanon as reprehensible and completely unacceptable. He and other foreign ministers will raise the issue at today's gathering. Ministers are also likely to sign off on further sanctions against Iran, including against entities involved in the distribution of weapons, both in the Middle East and to Russia, to fuel its war against Ukraine. On that point, foreign ministers will look at ways to tackle countries and corporations who've been helping Russia evade Western sanctions, including those facilitating Moscow's vast fleet of so-called shadow tankers, shipping oil around the globe in breach of Western sanctions. Diplomats also say ministers will look at ways to get around Hungary's continuing hold-up of financial support for Ukraine, both at EU and G7 level, as the country braces itself for Russia's determination to destroy civilian energy infrastructure as winter approaches. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Luxembourg.
A Hezbollah drone attack has killed four Israeli soldiers at an Israeli army base. Israel says 50 other soldiers were injured in the attack south of Haifa. It's the deadliest attack on an Israeli base since Israel stepped up attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon last month. Eight people targeted as part of investigations into the Drogheda feud are due in court this morning, charged with drugs and money laundering offences. Seven women and a man, ranging in age from 26 to 38, were arrested as part of Operation Stratus and are due before Drogheda District Court this morning. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Four people, including 17-year-old Cian Mulready Woods, were murdered as part of the Drogheda feud. The Gardaí set up Operation Stratus to target and dismantle the two organised crime groups involved and disrupt their supply of drugs, firearms and money. Eight people were arrested and charged in the latest phase of the Garda operation and are due in court in Drogheda today. The seven women and a man are from Drogheda, Meath and Dublin and range in ages from 26 to 38. They're charged with a variety of offences, including possession of drugs for sale or supply, drugs importation, facilitating the activities of a criminal gang and money laundering. One of the women, who's related to one of the gang leaders currently in Thailand, is facing nine criminal charges. All eight are due before Drogheda District Court later this morning. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
Four men are due to appear in court in Dublin this morning, charged in connection with the seizure of drugs with an estimated street value of €8.5 million. A quantity of cannabis was seized after Gardaí intercepted two vehicles and searched a business premises in the Ballymount area of Dublin on Friday. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Any isolated patches of mist or fog will clear to leave a mostly dry day with bright or sunny spells. There's just the chance of drizzle in coastal parts of the west and northwest. Highest temperatures 11 to 16 degrees.